Welcome, I'm Hugh Massey, the President and Founder of Financial DNA Resources. Today I want to share with you the next topic in our Wealth Mentoring series. The title is Raising Your Consciousness. I'm often asked by advisors, do I really need to do a profile? I already know my clients. Then some clients, i.e. investors, may say, but I already know myself, or over time I have seen these behaviours come out. However, whether you are an advisor or a client, this begs the questions, how conscious are you of the people you have relationships with? Are you really noticing when there is connection or when expectations are not being met? I often ask advisors, are you sleepwalking through the advisory process? Meaning, you may know your processes well, you have all the steps and procedures, and you have learned to follow your intuition with clients. However, are you really picking up all there is to know about the client? Even if your intuition is powerful, it is unlikely you are getting the whole picture. And if there is a couple, certainly not from both of them. You'll not know when the client is role-playing or simply does not know what to say or cannot articulate it. Using a profile up front with your new clients will really raise your consciousness of who the client is, how to adapt your communication, and what their true life and financial motivations are likely to be. Otherwise, the natural tendency is for us to see and relate through our own lens. This may be okay when the client is similar to us, but not when they are different. Further, invariably, when you deal with a couple, family, or group of some kind, there will be many differences to navigate. The same question can also be asked of clients, are you sleepwalking through life? This really gets down to awareness of your own strengths and struggles. Do you really know what is motivating you? And how aware are you really of what motivates a person you have a relationship with? Yes, you may see a certain pattern of behaviour, whether it be a spender or a hoarder, or organised or over-planned. Again, the profiles help bring out a lot of clarity in these areas without judgement and importantly without emotion. The profiles will be liberating because they lay out who you are. They'll give you a framework and quick guide stick to approach the situation or start communicating with the person on their terms. Some of this you may have known subconsciously, but were not fully aware of or do not have the confidence to act on it. There is now a platform which is defined for building the quality of your life.